let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Back with us on This Week in America is Floreen Dotson Evans, author of Round by Round, In Search of Freedom. For the past 10 years, Floreen has delivered messages regarding the kingdom of God and the promises of God. When she decided to put together this little book in 2000, it was for the bedside table or coffee table, primarily given to relatives and friends. Well, many encouraged her to print Round by Round so they can make gifts of the book themselves. Floreen is a native of Oklahoma. Her father was a Pentecostal pastor who also worked for the federal government. Her mother was a homemaker full of grace and charity. Growing up, the Word of God was her daily bread. After completing business school training, she was employed with the state of Oklahoma in the medical evaluation unit. Through the years, Floreen, like all of us, has known many heartbreaks, setbacks, tragedies, layoffs, illnesses, loss of home, betrayal, and legal matters. She had a brief encounter with angels over time that anchored her faith in the reality of living God who is faithful to his word. Floreen answered the call to his ministry and was ordained in October of 2003. We welcome back on This Week in America, Floreen Dotson Evans, author of Round by Round, In Search of Wisdom. Floreen, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to hear from you.
Well, it's nice to see you because we've got the video version. If you go to our website, you'll be able to see that. It's up on YouTube. And you need to do that because your home is ready for Christmas. I love all the decorations in the background there. What a lovely room setting you have.
Yes, the ladies are so sweet to me. They come every year and decorate.
Well, they do a very nice job and puts me in a festive mood here as we approach the holiday season. I always love to talk about your book, Round by Round, In Search of Freedom. Let's go back to the basics.
In search of wisdom.
I'm sorry.
Wisdom is freedom.
Well, it is. It's the same thing, and I guess that's what I was thinking when I said that. Let's go back and talk about the beginning of this. What was the inspiration when you started writing these? Because it really wasn't to do a book, as I said, was it?
No. It was just a part. I was home from an injury at work. It ended up I was home for about 8 months. And in the meantime, Christmas was coming up, and I said, I need to get something. I have such sweet friends, and they are so charming and lovely to me all year. I wanted to give them something special. So I said, well, maybe if I put together a little pocket-sized book, pamphlet sort of things that had happened to me that, what I call word seeds.
Yes.
Things that caused me to be a better person after I come to a realization or truth. And so I decided I would just write it in a sentence rather than tell a whole long story because, you know, everyone has had some tragedies. And you can just hear so much. And I said, I don't want to bore them with that. So I'll just say something inspirational for the Christmas holidays. Because at that time, you have family coming. And, you know, when family gathers, somebody's going to always say something about what happened when.
Oh, yes, exactly.
And all that. I said, I wanted them to have something they could put on the coffee table or something that would cause inspirational conversation.
Well, it inspired all of your friends to the point they wanted you to actually publish this so they could pass this wisdom onto other people. The book was born, and the book is, I really think, unique on several angles. And let's talk about the layout of the book, because it's very reader-friendly, isn't it?
That's what I hear. I try not to bore people with conversations that's not relevant because, you know, things change and
yes.
So often and so fast. You can go to school for 4 years, and by the time you get out, the whole world has changed.
It seems like it, doesn't it? Yes.
As do. So I just find that if you stay relevant, it's important.
And in the book, and you mentioned this before, and I love this aspect of the book, word seeds. This is a concept that is so impactful. Talk about that and how you use that in the book.
The word seeds it's something that a simple way to get the essence of a lesson, and it's thought-provoking, and that's what I really wanted people to do. Because if you ponder on something and stay in the same place, you're repeating what happened over and over again. That's not going to get you too far. But if you can step outside of that and think of something else, and that's what I'm just hoping for, because it helped me, and I hope it will help others. Just think of give time. You know, instead of rushing into things and saying, it's got to be this way, it's got to be my way, and it's got to happen right this minute. And when I say give time is the lesson I had to learn.
Well, yes, and you're sharing that with people, and it's so impactful. With us once again on the program is Florine Dotson Evans. The book is Round by Round in Search of Wisdom. The book is available for sale in all Amazon sites at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, that'd be pageturner.us, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. So wherever you live in the world, you can get a copy of Florine's book, and it's just, it's so impactful and so well done. When you wrote this book, what would you consider one of the highlights of writing Round by Round?
The highlight was the feedback I got after, first of all, my friends received it, and then they started talking about, they did put it on the coffee table, and some of the hardcore, what they call hardcore relatives, something that was appealing to them, and they thought that was great, that they come and had positive conversations. Some of them came and settled grievances, and I was just really thrilled about that, because I'm a minister, as you know, and I have to say along with that God have a sense of humor. That know me from growing up, you know, I was a girl that climbed trees and houses and with the boys growing up, but you would never think about me as a minister coming out to be a minister. But the Lord was good, and I just wanted to share the love of God that he placed in me. I went through a lot of things, and some of the things I've never shared. I thought about if I should share it with you on this particular podcast, but one of them that made me want to show good love to people, as you know, I integrated high school back in the 50s, and we had 4,000 student body, and we had six of us that went in to integrate. But beside that, this is another issue. I ran into a person that had so much hate in their heart that they wanted to do something to me, and I was always of impression, if you didn't do anything, if you're nice to people, they'll be nice to you. But I didn't realize, and I didn't realize that you have to pay attention to people when they say derogatory things, because I never trusted that this person would actually
do
something. And what happened is, Rick, I'm not saying this for pity, because you know I have love of God in my heart. But they threw scalding water on me.
Oh.
And I thought I was going to, my skin was going to drop off my bones. I don't know if you've ever had a hot water drop on you. But what happens is the under your skin, it's like it's on fire and you can't do anything about it because it's burning from underneath. And I just said, Lord, help me. Please help me. And the person that did this said, oh, Flo, I'm so sorry. When she realized what had happened to her, that hatred had taken her. Please don't tell. They'll put me in prison. Or they'll, please don't yell, because those people in earsight, if I screamed loud enough, somebody would. Please don't scream. And so I was trying to ask the Lord, please help me to not scream so she didn't go to prison. And I closed my eyes. And then I looked at my skin, and it was like it is now. I never got a scar. I never got a...
Oh, amazing.
I never told the story. Because when I tell people, if I tell you the things that has happened to me, your hair would stand up straight on your ear.
Yes. What?
Round by round is not a sad look. You're holding the things I learned that get me through the struggles of life, and have a loving heart, because I always turn to the Lord. I said, I don't want the root of bitterness to be in me, because I believe I was sent on this world, on this earth, and all of us are, to show the love of God. God had a purpose for us, and He wants to get glory. So I said, let me give you glory, Lord. Let me give you glory. Whatever happens, I turn to Him first. And I think that if people can get that out of the book, I just pray. Because I see now there's so much hatred, so much envy and strife. And it's not necessary. God loves each and every one of us and never stops loving us. And that's my job, to tell them, God never stops loving you.
Well, that's a message that resonates in your book, Round by Round, In Search of Wisdom by Florine Dotson Evans, our guest on the program. I mentioned where the book's available, of course, Amazon, pageturner.us. Time is going by so quickly in the program. Let's talk a little bit about the title of the book, because I do like this title. How did you choose Round by Round?
I know you do. You really like the
Yes,
title.
Yes. I think you did an excellent job in titling that.
You know, it's amazing how people see it differently. That's why the Lord tells me, don't say a lot. Just say a little, and let everybody interpret it according to what they are to learn from it. And I had my friend that come over, and she said, oh, I love your book, Round by Round. And she started punching. I feel Round by Round. Then another person came and said, oh, I love your book. And they started doing like this, going up to heaven, Round by Round. So everybody sees something different.
Exactly.
But the Lord spoke that to me. That's how I got it. I heard his voice. He said, Round by Round. That's how you have become what you are today, from what you experienced, is you moved round by round.
And the title gets us thinking right away. And a few minutes left in the program, but I admire what you do with words, and with a minimal amount of words. Talk about when you first realized language had power. You're excellent at taking the right word and not using, because you talked about this before, if you use too many, you lose people along the way. But you get right to the point. We read what you have to say. We hear what you have to say, and it's impactful. When did you realize the power of words and language?
Because of the words that people have spoken to me. I may have told you, maybe I didn't share this because it hadn't happened, because we talked some years ago. I was in, let's see, how did that happen? I took my grandchildren. My husband passed away 2.5 years ago. He had been sick a couple of years, and then I care for him. And then he went on to be with Glory. And, you know, he told me, Rick, I'm getting closer to the sun. Just before he passed away, I was right there with him, and my oldest grandson was holding him. And he was trying to get out of the bed. He said, I'm getting closer to the sun. I'm getting closer to the sun. That was so wonderful. So anyway, and so in honor of Grandpa, I was going to take the grandchildren to California Pizza Kitchen because they love that, and he let them get whatever they want, of course.
Yes.
And so we were sitting there, and this stranger walks up, Rick, and says, excuse me, ma'am, I just want to tell you, you look so lovely to me today. And I was stunned, because he kind of squatted down close to me. And my daughter was there, and she's very protective of me. But she didn't move, and the grandchildren just watched. And I just told him, I said, I know you. And he said, no, you don't know me. We've never met. I said, I know your spirit.
Ah, okay.
And his name is Bill Hart. And you can see him on YouTube. What is it called? Shoulder Taps, I think he called it.
Yes.
Shoulder and tells you to do something. And that's what he did. He responded. And so when I said, I know your spirit, he started tearing up. And I said, my husband died. I don't know whether I said recently, a year or two ago. And that's what he would have said to me. And I was feeling the loss of him sitting there with the grands. You know, we always come there. And he just gave me a big hug and walked away. And I don't know. It's just the power of words. My dad told me, when I was about 10 years old, I said, oh, Dad, I read this commentary that someone wrote, and it was so powerful, and I'll never forget it. And he just looked at me. And after I finished, he said, Flo, that man is no different than you. I said, he said, the only difference between you and that man is he wrote down his thoughts. And if you write your thoughts down, it will be the same.
Words of wisdom, weren't they? And suddenly
it took years. I just couldn't believe that my dad thought that much of me.
Yes, you in that same category.
Were important.
Yes. Well, I know one of your mantras too, and I love that. If it is to be, it's up to me. And we're out of time on the program, and I'll sort of leave it with that. Another little pearl of wisdom from our guest on the program, Florine Dotson Evans. It is always a pleasure to have you on the program. The book is excellent and will motivate many people. It's great to read. It's great to gift. Round by Round, In Search of Wisdom, Florine Dotson Evans. Florine, it's a pleasure to have you on the program once again. We'll have to do this more frequently. This was fun. I really enjoy having you with us.
Oh, you are so precious. I wish we had time for me to read this scripture. The Lord brought me forth. This is what Solomon said, the wisest man that they say ever lived before Christ. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be. So we as a spirit, all of us as a spirit first and then a body, we were with God in creation. So our spirit knows God and knows what is available to us. And if we would just believe and receive, round by round, we will learn just how valuable we are to this universe and how valuable we are to God. Love you.
That is the perfect way to end. Thank you so much for that. And Thank you for being with us on the program again. The book is available, pageturner.us, Amazon, the usual places, Round by Round in Search of Freedom. I'm sorry, In Search of Wisdom, which will give you freedom. Florine Dodson Evans, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.